Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rosemont is a entertainment and convention destination located right outside of O'Hare Airport. There's 70 million people pre-COVID that come through O'Hare. You know, Rosemont has several hundred thousand feet of corporate office space, as well as about 6,000 plus hotel rooms, a convention center, an arena, and a Rosemont theater that plays to the region, as well as for folks around the world. We've got a great entertainment district called Parkway Bank Park that we do outdoor concerts in the summertime and ice skating in the wintertime. And there's a lot of things for people to do here in this 2.5 square miles.
What is the population of your village?
Census numbers just came out, and I have not brushed up on those as of yet, but the previous years was about 4,200.
Yeah, so it has to be one of the most profitable or revenue-generating villages in America, I would say.
Obviously, there's a lot of great things to do here, you know, and when you start talking about revenue, you know, one thing that I did not mention yet was Fashion Outlets of Chicago. The people flock here for Gucci and Prada and Lululemon, and soon to have Yves Saint Laurent and Express, which will be opening, I believe, this fall. Again, a lot of things to do. The Chicago Dogs minor league baseball will play through the end of August here, and hopefully have a playoff game soon thereafter. But again, we generate some substantial revenue. Our community has a roughly $200 million annual budget.
Huh.
And we manage it well.
So what did I hear once upon a time? Because of that, are there no property taxes or low property taxes in Rosemont?
So what we do here in Rosemont is we share the revenue, sort of like a profit sharing with our shareholders, which are our residents. We do it in the form of a home improvement grant. We ask people to take this money and roll it back into their property and make sure that it's pleasing to the eye and that we're all good neighbors with one another.
Hmm. So how does that work? I mean, is there property tax or is it rebated? What happens?
You'll get your second installment, and you'll pay your second installment of your Cook County tax bill. That includes the Rosemont and the different various taxing agencies. And then what we do is we take a formula, and it's based on assessed value and making sure that you file your homeowner's exemption and all those things. And then we calculate out in 2019, because we had to scale it back a little bit for 2020, but in 2019, the maximum grant for a homeowner was just under $5,000.
So any chance you would annex my subdivision, my neighborhood, and let me...
Because that... You're not the first one that's asked that, and it's very flattering, but it's very manageable, again, with the 400 or so homes that we have here. Our residents that put up with the traffic and the things that are generated by these great facilities. So,
yeah, I guess that's a fair trade. How was 2020 for you all, since everything was down? That must have been really deleterious to Rosemont, huh?
Well, you know, one thing that that I think people lose sight of is those hotel rooms that we have here. There's, 6,000 or so hotel rooms, and that generates a hotel tax, which was, in a normal year, somewhere around $12 million, and we saw only about 20% of that during 2020. But our department heads and our employees, really so-called drank the Kool-Aid, and they treated it like it's their own money, and we watched every penny and every dime and nickel and every dollar. And I think that we held our own. We had some reserve going into the year, so it wasn't as horrible as Again, with everybody buying in and you know, rolling up their shirt sleeves and doing the right thing, we've been able to sustain, and you know, we're seeing things come back now. Mm-hmm. And we're hopeful that you know, the governor doesn't mandate certain closures and whatnot. Obviously, I'm happy to see that he's cautious and concerned about people's health, as we are. But again, I think shutting everything down is not what people are going to be looking for today.
Yeah. Do you think the governor was a little too strident in trying to shut down the virus by hurting the economy? Do you think that the way it was handled in 2020 was too much?
Well, you know, I you got to defer to the science. I think that it personally, it might have been a little bit over the top. But again, we'll never know. He did what he felt was right. I don't think that everybody agreed with that, but he was doing what he felt was right to protect folks. But again, the effect on the economy wasn't great, and I think that that's something that'll take a few years to get back to where we were, and we're hopeful that it will get there.
Is there any plans for Rosemont going forward, construction or new teams coming in, or what else is new in Rosemont these days?
With our baseball team at the Baseball Stadium, Chicago Dogs, we have the ability to do this thing called the Maze Holiday Experience, where we're going to do a walkthrough holiday light show experience. That we think is going to be pretty awesome. You know, we have the Chicago Wolves still playing at the Allstate Arena, which are good, you know, family and family enjoyment and affordable enjoyment. We've got Athletes Unlimited, which is a roughly 60 of the elite women's softball players that'll be coming to town here at the end of August. That'll play a 6-week individual competition. So there's a unique scoring system that every week these Olympians, which are a lot of them, will select teams, just like, you know, you used to do back in the day, and we'd choose sides, and yeah, they play for a week, and they do some individual scoring, and it's kind of a neat concept. And this year we'll be able to have fans. They were here last year. It was a huge success. But now we're going to have fans in the seats, and I think the players will enjoy that. But I think there's more than half of them are Olympians from not only the U.S. team, but from Italy and Mexico. So it should be an exciting year this year.
Do they close right field like we used to when we were picking up sides?
Right field out.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. If you hit it on that side of second base, where and when does that take place?
So that will start, I believe it's on August the 28th, and it's at Parkway Bank Sports Complex. You know, Parkway Bank is a big sponsor and a good partner with the village, so we've got a couple of facilities that they've put their name on. That's that little softball facility that you'll see right off of 90 and 294. Yeah. Here in Rosemont. And like you say, they'll play two games a day, so they select up four teams, and they play two games a day, and it's really, really some top-notch talent. And again, it's this really unique individual scoring system that there's one winner at the end of the year. That's one player. Last year it was Kat Osterman, who's, you know, heck, I think she's pushing 40 years old, and she really took it to these kids and showed them how to play the game.
Why do they call it Rosemont? Was it, does it have anything to do with the flower?
Actually, it was a name that was drawn out of a hat back in 1956. And there was a little bit of a competition that went on with that, and one of the Gretzky girls was the one that was the winning drawer.
So you are the village president. Is that the same as the village mayor, or a town's mayor? Then is that the same sort of office or responsibilities?
Yes, it is. I like being called Brad.
Well, the name Stevens is the one that jumps out. I mean, Rosemont has a dynasty the same way Chicago did with the Daleys, doesn't it?
I am the second mayor of all time here. My dad was the founding mayor back in 1956, served for 51 years. I don't think I'll make 51 years as the mayor, but I'm going to give it my best.